I'm live there, and I'm live here, and I'm live here. Is that good? Very good. Okay. I'll try to stay here because people are looking at me. I can't promise anything. So I get two times to share with you. My goodness. I should have prepared two messages. Bill, you didn't prepare me as well. No. So as has been mentioned, I'm privileged to serve at Emmaus Bible College, and so I just want to spend a few minutes. How about I say this, sharing a little bit about myself and my heart so that you understand the nature of this institution, why we chose this institution to do what I do. Because the Lord is doing amazing things at Emmaus. I've been doing what I do in Christian higher education for over 20 years. And this is my fourth institution. And I can't be more pleased. I was sharing with someone last night, my brother and sisters, they let me fellowship, even though I'm an Oklahoma Sooner fan. It was a glorious day yesterday. Sorry. I didn't have any choice. My dad planted a church right out of seminary in Norman, so I had no choice. Anyway, it's okay. Yeah, thank you. So I was sharing with someone there. He was asking me what I do, and I told him, you know, here's what I do. My job is to make sure that the president is in a position where he can do his job well, and if I'm doing my job well, then and spending time in prayer and talking to people, you know, the Lord sees fit to fund the school. And he says, well, how long have you been there? And I said, well, I'm starting my fourth year. And he goes, oh, that you haven't been there very long. And I said, brother, you don't know much about what I do. And because I said the average tenure of someone that does what I do is about 18 months. So we share that with youth pastors, those of us who are privileged to talk to people about the relationship between faith and money and how it impacts kingdom work. But in the series of events that I don't have time to go through, the Lord saw fit to align my work with the work of Emmaus. And pretty much when I had given up on doing this at an institution. And so my family, we have a family of four, and we've been home educating them for a number of years, many years, my wife has. And when I look at the landscape of Christian higher education, of which I was helping fund for years, I've raised millions for that work, I became fairly disillusioned at what was being taught. And so the Lord directed me away from that for a while. And so I was serving with an organization in East and Central Africa, and we were working to equip the church in eight countries there. And I had to shut that ministry down during COVID. And the Lord opened the door to work with Emmaus. And Bill was the second person I talked with about this privilege. And so the privilege for me was I finally found a place that put the main thing as the main thing. Proverbs 1:7 says what? Fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. You take the fear of the Lord away from the equipping of young people for whatever God has called them to do. You remove that and that becomes the building on sand. And so the opportunity to serve at an organization, an institution as committed to the Word of God as Emmaus, was just right up my alley. And so God is doing an amazing work at Emmaus. It's not a perfect place. I'm there. So we're not a perfect institution by any means. But the opportunity to make it possible for young people to become cybersecurity specialists, nurses, teachers, missionaries, business people, around that central idea, that central concept, that Scripture is our anchor. There, for me, there isn't anything better to do. And so, so the Lord has been blessing Emmaus through the challenge of COVID. Anyone who tells you that works in higher ed that we've figured out how this is going to work post-COVID is probably lying to you. We're still trying to figure out the mind of young people, young and parents, who decide to, out of economics, just go cheaply versus, you know, spending your time studying Scripture as it relates to what you're called to. And so we have a privilege of continuing to talk to young people and parents about the importance of what we do. And that's a privilege. This incoming freshman class is by no means one of our biggest groups, but really we're finally seeing young people and our movement in a college life like it was before COVID. People aren't scared. And this particular group of young people are super engaging. Man, they are on fire for what the Lord is calling them to do. And they are excited to study Scripture. They're excited to understand that as it relates to the field that the Lord is calling them to. And so the Lord is blessing that. He's blessing our recruiting efforts. He's blessing one of the five pillars that we're working on in our strategic plan is to look for the right kind of student athlete who wants to study what we're talking about in the way that we're doing it and also wants to glorify the Lord on the court or on the field. And I can tell you, my goodness, these young people who are our student athletes are some of the most incredible young people I've been around. They see what we're trying to do and realizing that discipleship happens on the court or on the field as much as it does in the classroom. And that is impacting not only their play, but them as teams. They see their teams as opportunities for Christ-honoring discipleship. And we are seeing incredible people coming to join our athletics. So whether it's women's volleyball that's, I think, still undefeated in our conference, and our soccer gentlemen, oh my goodness, there's some really neat young men. At the assembly where I'm an elder at the Great Adventure, we have three or four of the soccer team young guys coming to fellowship with us, and I have the privilege of talking to them personally, and man, these young men are on fire for the Lord. And so that's one of the things that I wanted to communicate to you, that the Lord is bringing us incredible young people to have that privilege of educating them in the Scripture and in the disciplines that the Lord is calling them to. So it's just it's a privilege. And I look at, even since we came, and I look at the landscape of what's going on. It's one thing to understand and see at a state school and things that are being taught there, and it's another thing to see the things that are coming through in other institutions that are, I'll use quotes, Christian, and understand, I'm not trying to deride them, but I say, and it gives me an opportunity to communicate to you how special it is that we're doing at Emmaus. And I personally will give you another testimony. My daughter she actually graduated in May. She got her certificate in biblical studies, and then she was studying for a degree that we didn't offer, and we talked her through that. And so she was studying. She had the privilege for this college to study abroad in an immersed opportunity in South America, in Quito, Ecuador, of doing her internship in Spanish and doing some agricultural missions or ag development. That's what she was studying. And through the course of that opportunity for her, what we thought was going to be a resounding yes, turned into, wow, this is not really what we thought was going to happen. And what we found was there are a lot of sheep in wolves' clothing. Or how is that? That word? Wolves and sheep. There you go. Yeah, there you go. Wolves. Oh, you know what I mean. Jeez. I haven't had enough coffee yet, Bill. No. And so at every turn, the teaching in this institution, this company that the organization works with, was making it their point to deconstruct every part of what she has been learning. And we didn't know how bad it was until she got home. And to make a long story short, she made the decision, very, very difficult decision, to leave this very good school, who is choosing to overlook the fact that this institution is teaching unbiblical truth. They're not believing that Genesis 1 through 11 is actually scripture. Folks, we know if you get Genesis 1 through 3 wrong, you're not going to get the rest of it right, are you? If you're not teaching the origins of sin and man, So the Lord saw fit to bring her back to Emmaus, and that is helping her understand, wow, this is a privilege. I'm challenged in my thinking. We're challenging our students to truly think deeply about Scripture, but we're not trying to deconstruct them. That's one of the things that I just absolutely love about Emmaus. And it's a couple of words I bring. Obviously want to let you know, greetings from President Boom, and he continues to do incredible work. I knew within the first 3 minutes of my interview back in January 2020, that he was the type of man that I would want to work with. One of the reasons why I pulled out of other Christian institutions was just an absolutely inauthentic, horrible leadership. And I found and sensed in Phil just that humility and leadership that I could serve under. And we're so blessed to continue to have his leadership. We're excited that he's almost, probably wouldn't tell you this, but I will, because I'm really encouraging him to finish he's almost done with his PhD, and so he's doing a few more things on his dissertation, and he'll have that thing done, and that's going to be an amazing opportunity for us. So I just wanted to hit a few of those points and invite you guys to just continue to pray for Emmaus. Pray for the space that we are privileged to be in as an institution. We have doubled down on our doctrinal statement. The only thing we're clarifying is clarifying what we're saying, and this is what the Scripture says. We are not moving from that. We never will. And so those are the kinds of things that are attracting families to the institution. We know, when we look at, if there's anything that we know in the cross, the landscape of Christian higher education, or in education in general, is the institutions that are staying true to who they are, those are the organizations and institutions that are growing. The ones that are trying to look more like the world and come into the center and be more whatever they think will attract more people, those are the ones that are having a hard time. And so we're trusting the Lord for this great work, that he will continue to do it. It's built on his, we are doing his work, and we believe he will continue to do that work through us. So we continue to be privileged to serve the Lord in that way. I think that's what the Lord has laid on my heart. And I hope you all are encouraged. The Lord continues to bring us incredible faculty. When I look at the landscape of again, I've been doing this for 20 some years, and the institutional direction is a large part. If you don't hire the right people as faculty, you're not going to go very far. And so God is bringing us faculty that are unbelievably committed to Scripture, and so we're just really excited about that. So the Lord is doing mighty things. We can only do what we do when we have the prayers of the saints, and so we just invite you. We know there's some distance between us, but don't let the distance keep you from talking to the Lord for us and giving us your prayers. That's truly the thing that sustains us, and we're excited. The Lord is blessing, and you never know how the Lord moves. And as we talk to people about what's going on, and some of you, how many alumni are here from Emmaus? I didn't even ask that. One? Hi. Is that it? One? Oh, I'll work on that. Okay. No, young people, Emmaus Bible College. No. The Lord is just bringing this past year. We've been privileged to work towards $1 million worth of campus renovations, and it's incredible. We have one particular project we're going to take this year and into next, but we've seen the Lord just lead people to support updating our auditorium and our lobbies and new windows in the front. We've got one of the first things I noticed was the window units in the front of Emmaus, and I'm like, we got to work on that. That's a first impressions thing. So we put 30 new windows in this summer, and we're hopeful to do 30 more. We've redone the gym floor and updated our logo on that floor. And so the Lord is just continuing to bless Emmaus. And so we are trusting him as we do what we do. And that knowing that as I pray each Monday for those who are affiliated with the institution, our donors and our alumni, knowing that and the assemblies that support us, knowing that you all are there and praying for us is encouraging to my heart. So just continue to covet your prayers. Amen. I wasn't too long. It's always good when the speakers speak.